The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
877-235-9405. So should former President Obama be subpoenaed like some are suggesting? Now, I'm getting a lot of comments here on the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Your comments welcome as well. Many of you, about half and half right now, are concerned about the precedent that this would set by bringing a former president in for testimony. And I think that's one of the big concerns that Senator Graham and other members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have. One texter can't subpoena the former or current president unless it's really, 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 really bad, not good for future presidents. I get that. He says executive privilege means something. Another one, what crime is Obama being charged with? Glad to have you in on this Wednesday. To the phones. Chris is in Simpsonville. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Morning. How's my favorite deplorable?
Well, Chris, where have you been? I thought you had moved.
I've been working.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Indeed, it is. Yep. Especially in these times. So, what's the big deal about this Flynn? I mean, you know what? We got evidence he lied. He pleaded guilty, which was the smart thing to do because they had the evidence on him.
To protect his son.
Protect himself.
Okay.
Protect himself. I mean, we have the evidence. Again, he did lie. He lied twice to like three different judges about or investigators about what was going on. So, I mean, he needs to be punished. I'm sorry he's one of your friends, Trump, but you know what? You fired him yourself because you admitted he lied.
He did. So, Trump did fire him.
Get over it.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that he is charged on things that had nothing really to do with the investigation they were doing at the time, the fact that he has lost everything, I mean, he had to sell his home, filed bankruptcy to try to defend himself, and the only reason that he did admit to what he admitted to was when they threatened to go after his son. What father probably wouldn't do that in order to get him off of his son?
He started this altogether. I mean, he was doing things he wasn't supposed to be doing, and then he lied about it. All this goes back to him. It's all on his shoulders. It's not on anybody else's. It's not
What was he doing that he shouldn't be doing?
Right after the election, when it became clear that Russia was meddling in our election, Obama expelled 35 spies that were in this country. It was retaliation. Now, Flynn talked to the Russian ambassador and said, don't take any action on this because, you know, we're going to be in office in just a few weeks.
Don't retaliate yourself. No, we don't know that.
Oh, yeah, we know that. That's a fact. No. That is a fact.
We don't know what he said to the... And you believe the FBI? You believe James Comey? Speaking of liars...
You know, the FBI is more than just James Comey, okay?
Well, I know, but James, right. but we're talking, in this instance, we're talking about James Comey because, yes, there are a lot of good men and women in the FBI, and James Comey has really disgraced the agency. But really, no. Chris, do you believe James Comey?
You know what? Remember why he got fired. Trump called him into the White House, asked him, Drop this Flynn thing. Would you please just let it go? Don't stop investigating him for what he did. And Comey said, "No, I can't do that." You know,
well, it wasn't that was
not, my job.
That wasn't
is not,
exactly
it's FBI director. My job is not to protect your friends.
That's not exactly how that came about. But Chris,
that's exactly
how it came about. All right, hey Chris, I missed you. Good to hear from
you
again.
You too, guy.
All right, have a great
day.
Be safe, Chris. 877-235-9405. We can always depend on my friend, Chris.